As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the liquid sunshine is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Wednesday, September the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. And from time to time, we even advance workable solutions around here. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com in your browser. Jump on in there and engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, a big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls and all so much more. I just misspoke there a little bit. All that contact information can be found up at the Become Vocal Local webpage. You can also go to the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage and click on the show archives link, travel over there, click on the Become Vocal Local link, and you can see about, well over a year's worth of archives available for you. Anyway, let's go into the discussion this morning. A little bit distracted. I've got a storm right overhead. The rain is just a pounding down on the skylights, but we'll continue nevertheless. Precious metals gain continued this morning. Equity markets are weaker. September decline is shaping up, and we have disappointing economic data once again. We'll go into legal research today, where to start, how to stop, the paralegal, life of the paralegal, the heartbeat of the law office. We'll look at the convention of the law of the sea a little bit further on, perhaps even dive into Agenda 21. We'll see where the day goes. But let's get into our market report for this morning. Active trading, New York City, out of New York, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm telling you, it's trying to take the roof off here. The rain is coming on down. Anyway, active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold up $2.80 at $1,250.50 an ounce. Silver was flat, according to Kitco's website. I don't know if that's correct or not. At $19.40 an ounce. Platinum up $6, a good move in platinum this morning at $1,527 a troy ounce. Palladium up $18, wow, at $518 an ounce. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market this morning, $1,246.10 for a low, and $1,256 even for a high. We're trading nearer the top end of that spread than the lower end, and that's good news. Things were looking very good when I logged onto the Kitco website this morning. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, September the 1st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out our market report for this morning. The news and weather here is very, very strong rains and lightning popping around the area, so I'm a little bit on the distracted side. You never know, we're going to take a shot right up against the bow. But anywho, back into the market report for this morning. We find gold trading up $2.80 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago in New York City at $1,250.50. Silver flat at $19.40 an ounce. Platinum up $6 at $1,527. Palladium up $18 at $518. Now above that magic $500 mark again for palladium. That's good news. Again, the lows and the highs, $1,246.10 for a low in the gold spot market, $1,256 even for a high, about a $10 spread there. Couldn't be any more distinct than that. But at $1,250.50, your gold is up year to year, $293.50 for a 30.66% return on your investment, or you could also look at it as a 30.66% decline in the purchasing power of your dollar. Either way you look at that one. Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Gold Bullion Market Association, set the price at $12.50, and we're right on top of that as of 9 o'clock a.m. this morning. out of New York City. The SPDR Gold Trust, big news there, bumps up and purchases 3.95 metric tons overnight. I mean, how would you like to buy 4 tons of gold? They're holding 1,302.51 metric tons. in their treasure chest, ostensibly valued on State Street at $52.16 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average took everything that the President's Working Group on Financial Markets could do to jack it up yesterday. They closed, Dow Jones closed up 5 at 10,015, doing everything they could do to keep it closing above the 10,000 mark. The NASDAQ wasn't as successful. It closed down 6 at 2114. And the S&P 500 virtually flat or unchanged at 1,049. Crude oil this morning up 88 cents a barrel, $72.80 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the USDX in decline at 82.40. In the foreign exchange markets this morning, the Canadian loonie up 66 basis points, yet exchanges against the U.S. dollar for 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up strong also, up 40 basis points, and still trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro, big move in the euro, up 1.25% or 125 basis points, gaining back some of what it's lost in the last couple of weeks, exchanging this morning against the U.S. dollar at $1.28. The British pound moves up 72 basis points, exchanges with the U.S. dollar at $1.55, and that Swiss franc continues to shine, up another 64 basis points, now trading at 99 cents U.S., and strongly there. So parity with the U.S. dollar for the Swiss franc is in the very, very near future, in my opinion. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond yield is 0.49%. Who cares? Who would buy them? At that kind of a yield, it's just a guaranteed loss. If you have an 8 and 8.5 point inflation rate annually, as many think so, John Williams, ShadowStats.com, somewhere between 8 and 8.25. You lay out your money and buy bonds at 0.49%. That's a guaranteed loser. So I don't know why everyone's so excited about bonds. It looks like a bad place to go to me. The 10-year this morning, also disappointing, 2.53% yield, and the 30-year bond is at 3.59. The mortgage market, however, takes advantage of this low interest rates and these low yields on bonds. The 15-year moves down from 4.04 for a fixed 15-year mortgage to 3.84 this morning, and the 30-year continues its decline, moving down from 4.56% a month ago to 4.33 this morning. The prime rate stands at 3.25. Big news this morning, right off the Bloomberg website, ADP estimates companies in the U.S. unexpectedly cut jobs, unexpectedly. The economists don't know, and things are unexpectedly happening. Well, we know better than that. But Timothy R. Homan, yeah, he writes this for Bloomberg. Companies in the U.S. unexpectedly cut workers in August. Data from a private report based on payrolls shows employment fell by 10,000, the first drop since January, according to figures today from the ADP Employer Services. Now, that's kind of the first drop since January. Employment fell by 10,000. The first drop since January, we've been reporting, 500,000, 450,000, 435,000 jobs lost and people signing up for unemployment on a regular basis. But somehow, unexpectedly and surprisingly, employment fell by 10,000, the first drop since January. I don't know where this guy gets his figures, but anyway, figures generally don't lie, but liars figure. The median estimate of 35 economists surveyed by Bloomberg News called for a gain of 15,000. Forecasts range from a decline of 50,000 to a 55,000 increase. No wonder it was unexpected. With that kind of forecasting, they ought to just get out of the business, the blind leading the blind there. A decline of 50,000 to a 55,000 increase, that's quite the spread. A loss of jobs raises the risk that consumer spending, the largest part of the economy, will retrench and halt the recovery. Well, no kidding. I mean, would you even, how much is this guy getting paid to write this stuff for Bloomberg? All right. A loss of jobs raises the risk that consumer spending will retrench and halt the recovery. Well, yeah. A Labor Department report in 2 days will show companies added about 42,000 workers last month, economists projected. Well, obviously, their success ratio on these projections and forecasts isn't too great, so we'll have to wait and see what it says later. The labor market is really in peril as businesses are just being very cautious. close quote, said David Semmons, an economist at Standard Chartered Bank in New York. The labor market is really in peril, as businesses are just being very cautious. Today's figures will drag down expectations for the Friday's payroll report. The stability surrounding the recovery is declining, all right? It's very important to recognize, and we're going into September, notoriously bad month in the marketplace. Over the previous six reports, ADP's initial figures were closest to the Labor Department's first estimate of private payrolls in February, when they overestimated the drop in jobs by 2,000. The estimate was least accurate in April, when it was underestimated the employment gain by 199,000. I'd say that these guys are, hand grenades versus, you know, sharpshooters. Shares climbing, stocks index futures held earlier gains after the report, buoyed by reports out of China and Australia that showed those economies are expanding. So, you know, East Asia, the BRIC nations, you know, the APEC and all of that stuff, they're kicking butt. They're moving and they're grooving. While it continues, it's a lengthy article. We needn't go there, but let's just take a look at this. What we got over here, I want to jump over to this other one. There's a lot of these, the economic calendar news coming out, and I wanted to find that again. Let's see if I can do that quickly enough here. Here it is. There we go. Come on. Here it is. The economic calendar. Come on. Open up. We'll wait for this guy to open. Once it opens, we'll talk about it right after this break. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X. Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we've returned once again looking at Econo Day's calendar for the week. Lots of stuff happening this week. This is a very, very powerful week as far as economic data is concerned, and the economic data thus far is not coming in very encouraging. Today we've got the, and I've got these up on my browser, but really we needn't go there. But the Challenger job report came in basically the same way as the ADP employment report. Neither of them good. The manufacturing report wasn't very good as far as the consensus was concerned. Construction spending was no better. Petroleum status report wasn't anything to look at. Tomorrow, they've got the Monster Employment Index. That comes out early. We'll have that for you in the morning. Jobless claims comes out. We'll have that on airtime tomorrow as well. Productivity and costs will be out early, and I'll have that for you, too. Then we go into factory orders. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Bernanke's going to speak tomorrow. That's not going to be good for us. Pending home sales report will be out. The natural gas will be out. 3-month bills, 6-month bills, 3-year notes, 10-year notes, 30-year bonds, so on and so forth. Auctions, balance sheet, money supply, all that tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a very, very interesting day for economic considerations. Employment situation will come out on Friday. I don't know who Dennis Lockhart is. Shame on me. He'll speak at 10 o'clock. And then the non-manufacturing index will end the Friday reporting. So this first week in September is going to be looking very, very, very interesting as we move forward. Interesting article here. I found this one this morning rather interesting. My browser's running a little slow now. We're up. Okay. Ethanol surpasses gasoline for the first time since December. We have a lot of corn that's ground that's been taken out of edible corn and put into corn for hopefully sale and uses for ethanol. And that's, this is this biofuels thing. Of course, it doesn't help the people on the planet that could use that corn. And it is really questionable as to whether or not ethanol is a good thing to have around and or to use or to burn. But they're talking about, what we can save by going to these, renewable resources. Well, this article is going to show you that as long as the cartels continue to hold the grip on the petroleum industry, I don't think we're going to see any real benefits out of ethanol. For the first time since December, ethanol prices are higher than gasoline as corn surges and refiners profit from tax breaks. All right? So it's costly. Not only does it take more energy to create ethanol, but then it's no more inexpensive than the petroleum products. And if you lay them out side by side with abiotic oil, which is exactly what I believe exists, this doesn't look so good. And yet we're being pushed down into this area where we're concerned about ethanol and creating these biofuels. The alternative fuel jumped 21% since the U.S. driving season began in May, rising above gasoline, which has fallen 6.5% in the same period. Now, a lot of that 6.5% drop was lack of demand. People just aren't, they're not driving, regardless of what you hear from the chambers of commerce. I know people that I personally have only been out of the driveway maybe 4 or 5 times in the entire summer, maybe 6 at the outside. There's just no reason to go anyplace. I don't have the extra money to go anyplace. And with the price of gasoline and diesel, why bother, right? Ethanol as a gasoline component rose 7.6% since early June to a record of 810,000 barrels a day in the week ended August the 20th, Energy Department data show. Now, I don't know how many bushels of corn it takes to make 810,000 barrels a day of ethanol, but it's got to be a gob and a bunch. There's a little bit more of a quote. No one really felt the need to buy a lot, and all of a sudden prices took off. A manager at Biofuels Connect, a Heathrow, Florida-based alternative energy broker, quote, people need to buy on the way up now. I don't know why they need to buy on the way up now. I'd say just get out of it. Ethanol may continue to rally as corn, a main feedstock for the fuel, rose to a 14-month high of 4.45 or $4.45 a bushel on August the 30th on speculation U.S. grain demand will increase after Russia halted exports amid its worst drought in half a century. American companies are being encouraged to blend more under a tax credit that enables them to profit as long as the additive is no more than 45 cents a gallon more expensive than the finished fuel. The additive is no more than 45 cents a gallon more than the finished fuel. Now, if my understanding would be correct, if the finished fuel is $3.60 a gallon, that they would be getting a tax credit as long as they were able to produce and blend in ethanol at $4 a gallon. This doesn't make sense. Denatured ethanol for September delivery, the benchmark contract settled at $1.93 a gallon on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. These numbers just somehow or another just don't seem to add up. September gasoline was at $1.86 a gallon on the New York Mercantile. Of course, these are wholesale pricing, down 11% in the month. Gasoline has averaged 24 cents a gallon more than ethanol in the past 3 years. And you know as well as I do that you're not buying gasoline at the pump for $1.86 a gallon. They might be selling it on the New York Mercantile Exchange at that price, but by the time it gets to, you know, Yorkville, it's a lot more than that. Upside potential? There is more upside potential, said Fabrizio Zicchi, oh my, an Italian name here, an executive director at Morgan Stanley in New York. Blending continues to increase. If you use the 45-cent tax credit, that is an incentive for people to internalize as much profit as possible. Well, it's all based on gasoline demand, Broin said. We'll see what happens with gasoline demand as we move forward. The Commerce Department cut its estimate for U.S. gross domestic product in the second quarter to an annual pace of 1.6%, blah, blah, blah. Now, you know, many of you probably listened to or saw that usurper, the wooden dummy sitting at the desk with his hands folded there, reading off the teleprompter. But, you know, if they're winding things down in Iraq, I'm sure they're going to wind things back up in Afghanistan, but if they're winding things down in Iraq, then our fuel needs for the military effort are likely to go down. So if gasoline, if ethanol is in the gasoline, it's all based on demand, and the people in the country, because they're of their jobless situation, and because there's a reduction in the amount of production at the factories is down, that would also translate into fewer and fewer packages and parcels and truckloads of material being delivered. Gasoline demand would just continue to go down. So again, if ethanol and the cost of ethanol is based on gasoline demand, and gasoline demand is likely to be dropping, how's ethanol going to work out over the long term? Well, and then it goes on, there's bans on blends and things like that. There's lots of stuff happening. This is another rather interesting article out of Spain, of all places. It's a very short article, but Spain may sell as much as 5 billion euros or $6.4 billion U.S. of bonds backed by receivables on deferred payments owed to the country's power companies. All right, so if you think about it, you've got all these smart meters out there tracking and tracing every moment of your electrical consumption, but apparently in Spain they're selling bonds based upon income projected that they will get off of their utilities down the road. And they're not just going into it lightly. They sold $6.4 billion worth of bonds backed on receivables of the deferred payments owed to the country's power companies. All right? So that's kind of a rather interesting way of raising money, selling ahead the money that you would make off of your infrastructure. This is another one out of South Korea, this on the Bloomberg website about Hyundai. It's Hyundai Heavy Industries, and what they're looking at is a major increase in the production of wind generators. We'll pick that story up right after this.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. Hyundai Heavy Industries targets 13-fold increase in the sales of wind energy. All right, another article off of Bloomberg this morning. The green world that we live in. Hyundai, the world's largest shipyard, plans to increase wind power sales 13-fold as concern about climate change spurs demand for alternative energy. There's that spurs demand. What's spurring the demand concern? What is the concern about? Climate change. Now, if the climate change doesn't exist, then the concerns are misplaced, and the spurred demand doesn't do any good either. But it's always demand. Every time we look at the sustainable development movement, always think about that demand. You'll find it in every article. The shipyard may boost wind power sales to as much as 2 trillion won, or $1 billion, $1.7 billion in 2015, from this year's estimate of 150 billion won, sent Vice President, I haven't even started on this article, Vice President Yoon Byung-soo said yesterday in an interview with Gunsan, South Korea. Total sales of Hyundai Heavy Metals may reach 21.6 trillion this year. Quote, although we entered into this business later than other global players, our goal is to become among one of the top 10 makers by 2015. Yoon said, we're working very hard to achieve this goal. All right? Don't sell these people short, you know. Deepwater Horizon was built in the shipbuilding factories over there in Korea. But again, Hyundai Heavy plans to build more wind farms in South Korea and overseas markets, joining rivals Daewoo Shipbuilding and Marine Engineering Company and the Samsung Heavy Industries Company to reduce its dependency on shipbuilding, such as the Deepwater Horizon, as slower economic growth and concerns about overcapacity has dampened the global demand for ships. And we've talked about that before, where they've got just these ships and tankers and stuff just lined up out in the ocean waiting for a marketplace. They don't have a marketplace. Wind power capacity worldwide may rise 21% a year through 2014, according to the Global Wind Energy Council. All right, so nobody's really done a bottom line analysis on this yet, a cost-benefit analysis. Nobody's really done that, that I've found, as to whether or not these windmills are actually capable of paying themselves off, or whether this is just all tax subsidies, you know, like tilting at windmills here. Anyway, Hyundai Heavy is well positioned to grab demand in China, as it will be the first among South Korean companies to build a plant in the fastest growing wind market, China being the fastest growing wind market. Now, there may be something to that, you know. In China, look at the terrain, look at the infrastructure, how late they are coming into the game. It might be more effective for them to go out into the smaller communities and smaller areas out and about and put up windmills than it is for them to try and run major transmission lines. Radio, you want to be on the air? Okay, call in later. I don't know why people call my home number to get on the radio. Anyway, Hyundai Heavy is well positioned again to grab demand in China, as it will be the first among South Korean companies to build a plant in the fastest growing wind market. And it continues. Global wind energy capacity may rise 6.5% to 40.8 gigawatts this year. I mean, somebody jump up and figure that one out. 40.8 gigawatts. What does the Grand Coulee Dam put out? I tried to get that just before the airtime, and it got me away from the radio when I needed to be at the radio. I'm trying to figure out how much electricity, how many gigawatts does the Grand Coulee Dam put out? How many gigawatts does the Hoover Dam put out? Let's make a comparison here between these wind turbines and a dam, a hydroelectric dam. Anyway, continuing, revenue from shipbuilding accounted for less than half of Hyundai Heavy's 21.1 trillion won last year. Sounds like a lot, but it isn't that much. So you fill up your pockets with a lot of won, and you don't still have enough for breakfast. But anyway, the company also builds offshore structures, plants, marine engines, and solar energy equipment. Wind power sales may account for about 10% of the total in 2020, Yoon said. And they've got more plans. They're going to go into China and build another one there as well. Let's see if we can pick up one more of these environmental issues. See if I've got one more in this basket. Nope. Okay. So let's go over to this one. I don't want to spend too much more time on the news. We've got a lot of other things to look at. This is a rather interesting phenomenon, and it's something that we all need to deal with, and certainly those of us in the talk radio business, if you want to say so. There's certainly no business here. But sleep deprivation may spur serious mental problems, study finds. All right, so you stay up at your computer all night long, you know, drinking beer and watching porn and doing research, you know, you might find yourself losing out a little bit here on your ability to sleep and get as many hours of sleep as you might need. But this study, they're pointing at younger people. This by Kaneko Matsuyama, August 31st, news out of Bloomberg. Sleep deprivation may trigger serious mental illnesses in young people that persist into adulthood, researchers in Australia found. Young adults who habitually sleep fewer than 5 hours a night are 3 times more likely to develop psychiatric disorders than those who get 8 to 9 hours of shut-eye, according to the research published today in the journal Sleep. The study is the first to look at the link between sleep and mental illnesses in young people and highlights the need for early intervention to avoid lifelong problems. All right, I'm very concerned whenever I see these terms intervention or interdict. All right. Yeah, young people need to have, you know, some sleep. They need to sleep. Obviously, their body ought to be telling them when to sleep. But if they're not getting any exercise, if they're not out there, you know, running around doing chores and things like that, helping to build fences and hauling hay and doing the things that young people ought to do, and they're just hanging around, sitting at their computer desk, you know, tippy-tapping away on all the plastic keys, less sleep may not be, totally unrealistic. The study is the first to look at the link between sleep and mental illnesses in young people, again, and it highlights the need for early intervention. Wonder what kind of an idea they have for intervention. The implication is on that the group of young people with chronic, persisting mental ill health. That's something you don't want to be diagnosed with in this day and age. You don't want to get on anybody's ill health, mental health list, you know. You don't want to get on any of these drugs that they're going to issue here. Chronic persisting mental ill health who go on to develop more adult forms of disorders like major depressive disorders and bipolar and those other more serious lifelong conditions, Glozier said. Kind of hard to define some of this stuff, bipolar, you know, major depressive disorders and things like that. I don't know. Should we take this with a grain of salt or what? Teens need at least 8.5 hours of sleep to function best, according to the U.S. National Sleep Foundation. I mean, we got a foundation for everything in this country. Only 15% reported sleeping that amount on school nights, the foundation said on its website. All right, only 15% reported sleeping that amount. Oh, and then they talk about alcohol and cigarettes and the other things like that. Well, kind of a rather interesting way of looking at it. And certainly, we're not going to be getting a lot of results out of the election series, but we're being told that we might. Republicans take an unprecedented lead in the polls on midterm elections. This by Jeff Bliss. You'll notice probably in the news the extensive use of unprecedented as a word. What is unprecedented? Maybe you want to take a look in your dictionary and see what that comes, you know, returns for a definition. But again, here's the article, Jeff Bliss. Republicans hold an unprecedented lead of 10 percentage points over the Democrats ahead of the November midterms, including potentially, quote-unquote, significant gains for the party in Congress, according to a new Gallup poll. 51% of the registered voters surveyed by Princeton, New Jersey-based Gallup, Inc. preferred a Republican congressional candidate, while 41% favored a Democrat. That's not a very widespread, by the way. This gap is the Republicans' largest in a series of polls this year, all of which have shown them leading Democrats by margins larger than their previous record 5 percentage points. It's interesting in this photo, in this article, that they've got a Fox News personality, Glenn Beck, here during the Restoring Honor rally in Washington, D.C., as the lead photograph. That's got something to do with the article, apparently. The poll underscores the fast-evolving conventional wisdom that the GOP is poised to make significant gains in this fall's midterm congressional elections. Republicans have taken a 25-point lead over Democrats on enthusiasm about voting. Enthusiasm about voting. Interesting, huh? According to the survey, Republicans are now twice as likely as Democrats to be very enthusiastic about voting and now hold by 1 point the largest such advantage of the year. Well, interesting stuff. We'll be back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we've returned once again looking at this Bloomberg website this morning for news. Brought a couple more articles up. I'm going to cover, I think, one more, and then I'm going to let it go. This, most of what I'm finding on Bloomberg, now I'm not saying that this is everywhere, but most of what I'm finding on Bloomberg these days has been filler pieces. In other words, just go ahead and fill up the website, make it look like there's something happening. Not a lot happening. Not a lot happening that I can find. Now there's some very interesting articles out up on Blacklisted News and other places, but not a lot happening here. And I think that says as much to me as the news articles themselves might. But this countries that spurn climate remedies to face export barriers, Stern says. Again, we need to understand that we've got the sustainable president in place right now in the United States. And that Agenda 21 and all things United Nations, you know, even his presence that period on the UN Security Council, even that just indicates to me that all of the things that Al Gore wanted to accomplish during the Clinton-Gore administration that got left undone and that weren't attended to by the Bush administration are being attended to now. A lot of these agendas are being advanced. Some of this legislation has got so much dust on it that they just, you know, have to take it over with a sweep broom to get it. But this one, countries that spawn or spurn climate remedies are to face export barriers. So it's not like there's any place on the planet that you can go to avoid this. There's not like there's any safe havens. There's no safe ports in the storm as we move forward into the global order. This article by Robert Fenner, September the 1st, New News. Countries that fail to adapt their economies to cleaner technologies are likely to lose export markets to those that do, said Nicholas Stern, the former chief advisor on climate change to the UK government. Of course, you need to go in and do research on Nicholas Stern. He was a former chief advisor on climate change so that you know that he's got more than just two screws loose. You know, he believes in the tooth fairy and Santa Claus, but this is a guy that is, you know, influencing law, legislation, opinion, and public opinion. 10 or 15 years from now, those that produce in dirty ways, are likely to face trade barriers. All right. Stern told an audience in Australia's National Press Club in Canberra today. Stern, who favors a market mechanism for the price of carbon, you know, so this is, he's an insider here on the carbon exchange traded funds and all of that, said innovations include addressing the issues of low emission technology, carbon capture, and deforestation. He estimates the world's needs to target an emission level of 2 metric tons per capita compared with the current 20-ton average in developed economies such as Australia, Canada, and the U.S. And so they're always pointing at us, all right? Quote, it means that change is big, and we can't kid ourselves that it is anything other than radical. Curious use of words there. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Stern met with Australian politicians during his visit, including government, opposition, and independent lawmakers. He declined to comment further on the meetings as Prime Minister Julia Gillard and opposition leader Tony Abbott seek the support of unaligned parliamentarians to form a government following the August 21st elections. Don't really know why they threw that in there. In 2006, Stern published a widely cited study of climate change economics for the British government. His report said global warming may cost the world as much as 20% of the gross domestic product because of the effects of famine, rising sea levels, storms, and other environmental damage. You know, so you know that this guy has mental disorders that probably couldn't be cured with drugs. And yet, he has the ear of high players, people in high places. And so he's a dangerous candidate. He's certainly radical. And we need to keep our eyes on folk like this. But the idea here that's really being floated is that countries that fail to adapt their economies to cleaner technologies, in other words, those who don't subsidize wind generators, you know, Don Quixote and his little sidekick, people that don't, you know, subsidize the windmills, aren't going to be able to do well in the marketplace. They'll start using sanctions, you know, it's like against Iran, et cetera. Anyway, with all that aside, let's go to the law of the sea. Really want to get back into this briefly. The law of the sea, this is out of Joan Bion's great book. I don't know how many you've got it. It's the United Nations Global Straitjacket by Joan Bion. She's the author of Prince Charles and Sustainable Prince, the book that I also have in my library, and both of them are good. She and I don't see necessarily eye to eye on all things Christian, but certainly her research is good. The law of the sea was negotiated over a period of 17 years and placed into effect on December the 10th of 1982. This gigantic and complex law, which consists of 17 parts, 9 annexes, and over 435 articles, created an international governmental infrastructure over all ocean space and the territory above to the heavens. Right, so we're not talking about something small when we start getting going down the road of coastal and marine spatial planning. We're not talking at all about something small when Barry the Usurper, by executive order in July, on July the 19th, gives his accession to the Convention on the Laws of the Sea. A treaty, as we talked about, needs to be passed through and agreed upon by the Senate. But we've also found in our legal research that the executive agreement can sometimes be just as powerful. And, of course, once a treaty comes on us and at us, it becomes the supreme law of the land, precious, difficult to get out from underneath. Back to her discussion in her book, the organizational structure of the law of the sea itself looks much like a mini United Nations with a council. Again, we're going to have a national ocean council here in the country, which consists of 36 members who have the power to enter into agreements, that would be those executive agreements, with the United Nations and to oversee two commissions, the Legal and Technical Commission. Of course, we've been studying the legal research and writing for paralegals, which we'll go back to in a moment, and the Economic Planning Commission. So there's law involved in this, and of course there's economics involved in this. It has nothing to do with the environment. None of these things do. Which is involved with the mining and management of mineral resources. Isn't that a rather familiar phrase? Ken Salazar, MMS, which is involved with the mining and management of mineral resources. The assembly, which elects a secretary general and is the governmental board of the enterprise and the secretariat. What makes the law of the sea different from the other UN agencies is that it has a profit-making entity. Remember, we talked about that yesterday or the day before when we were looking at these administrative law that so many of these boards and councils have to be self-funding. A planning commission, a building department, a police department, these things are all self-funding. They got to go out there and generate the revenue that they need to finance themselves in municipalities. But this new profit-making arm, this new branch, this law of the sea, this new profit-making arm, the enterprise, we talked about that, the exclusive enterprise zone, the EEZ, which extends from the mean high waterline seaward 200 miles. Huge territory. This new profit-making arm, the enterprise, will provide the United Nations with income, you thought it was going to be us, from the sale of permits or rights to mine the ocean beds. Now, we've heard from Ken Salazar's Mineral Management Service that second only to the Internal Revenue Service, the lease and royalties, I guess, on our deep water or our offshore oil drilling, it's a tremendous financial boon, you know, second only to the Internal Revenue Service as a source of revenue generation. How much of that would be diverted off to the United Nations? Debts incurred by the enterprise in raising the other half of the funds shall be guaranteed by all states' parties. All right. The new profit-making arm, the enterprise, will provide the United Nations with income from the sale of permits or rights to mine the ocean beds. Debts incurred by the enterprise in raising the other half of funds shall be guaranteed by all states' parties. At the time the final act was signed, then Secretary General Javier Perez de Cuellar said efforts begun almost 14 years ago to establish a new, well, I have to leave you right there. We'll find out what they developed 14 years ago.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 1st, 2010, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour of today's broadcast is kind of all over the place with a variety of news. Not the greatest news to report on today, but it leads us back once again to the United Nations and to the law of the sea and that discussion that we've been carrying on here for some time. I'm going to carry forward just a little bit further out of Joan Vian's book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket. Good articles in here, good information posted in here as well. Again, at the time the final act was signed, then Secretary General Javier Perez de Cuellar said, quote, efforts begun almost 14 years ago to establish a new legal order for ocean space are now irrevocably transformed. All right. Now, I've come across this phraseology in my research many, many times, spanning centuries. All right. The new legal order. There's a new economic order and there's a new legal order. We could say there's a new world order. That would be the political arm of the agenda. But much more powerfully and potently and more often restated is this new legal order, a transformation of law, a reorientation of law, and this new economic order. And of course, you know, most of our problems stem right from these two sources, the American Bar Association and the American Bankers Association and the International Bar Association and the network of international central banks. But again, in regards to this law of the sea, efforts begun almost 14 years ago to establish a new legal order for ocean space are now irrevocably transformed. The statute states, the convention itself establishes a comprehensive, gotta be real careful around that word, comprehensive. You know, Buckminster Fuller comes into there, but a comprehensive framework. What's a framework? It's like a constitution. It's a charter. A framework is a constitution. It's like you set out a bylaws, and it's a framework. It becomes the skeleton upon which all of the flesh of the institution is hung. The convention itself establishes a comprehensive framework for the regulation of all ocean space. Right? Regulation of all ocean space. Now this goes, you know, right in the face, flies in the face of the free sea by Hugo Grotius. And such as it's bound by no man and no one person can own it or claim possession of it, then it would only lead that no one could regulate it or no one could tax it or no one could necessarily rule it. But this is where we're going with this new legal order. Irrevocably transforming ocean space. The convention itself establishes, again, a comprehensive framework for the regulation of all ocean space. It contains provisions governing, inter alia, they use that all the time, that's the, among others, that's their Latin, law Latin, they throw it in like salt and pepper. Everyone uses it if you're anybody in the United Nations. Inter alia, the limits of national jurisdiction over ocean space, access to the seas, navigation, protection and preservation of the marine environment, exploitation of living resources and conservation, scientific research, seabed mining, and other exploitations of non-living resources and other settlement disputes. Rather comprehensive, wouldn't you agree?
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back again to this United Nations, a global straitjacket, Joan Vion's work here. This book was originally published, when did she publish it? If I can see it here, 1999 in the year 2000. And I read it in June of 2005. But it's a very good read. And lots of information, lots of timelines. I like the way that she presents her material. But the tribunal here, she writes, for the law of the sea will hear disputes between countries and companies on mining rights. On mining rights. And certainly one of the best voices we could have on mining rights is Hal Anthony. He's been on this for quite some time. Hopefully he'll be very soon with us here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. But the Tribunal for the Law of the Sea will hear disputes between countries and companies on mining rights for the oceans and seas of the world. Do you wonder why the price of fish has gone up, she writes? The United States has not ratified this treaty yet. It will probably be brought up in 1999, and here we are. 10 years later now, we still hadn't ratified this treaty, but under the usurper's pen and his executive order, by executive agreement, we're now moving forward with it. And so, just as our article this morning in regards to the Hyundai Heavy there, coming in with the wind turbines, and we have shared with you right out of the Pew Oceans Charter or Oceans Council, their materials, the final report, and out of the National Ocean Council's own final report, that we're looking at controversy in regards to the installation of offshore wind farms. And the trouble that might cause is yet to be adequately addressed in environmental impact statements. In addition to that, we have those that would be mining, if you will, the tides to generate electricity. That also could and perhaps will have, maybe, I don't know it for a fact, a deleterious effect on the seabed. Anything that you place out into the ocean, because the oceans are not static, they generates eddies and currents and tides and things moving around them. I think on one previous broadcast I mentioned that I worked with a company in Seattle, Washington, an engineering company, multidisciplinary engineering company, that had as a client the city of Ocean Shores. And the city of Ocean Shores was kind of like they thought it would be a retirement community on the ocean, Pacific. But the city of Ocean Shores was actually created by the intelligent use of a dredging operation known as a groin. And a groin is simply a rock pier that is very carefully calculated, positioned, and designed so that because it sticks out at a 90-degree or perpendicular angle to the shoreline, it acts as a dredge, and it the turbulence behind it carries the material, sand and other items, small stones and whatnot, somewhere and deposits it on the shoreline. And so this entire town, the city of Ocean Shores, I can't say the entire, but certainly all of the new land, was material that had been translocated by the intelligent use of engineering design, building these groins up current from them. And so I know firsthand the power that, in time can be generated by that technique. And if you have obstructions out in the ocean, big things can happen. You know, you might have sand and silt moving along and covering up a coral bed or something. And so there are legitimate concerns and discussions to be had as regards what's going on in that 200-mile exclusive economic zone. And certainly, we can see that the United States has gotten deeply in bed with British Petroleum for and others for the drilling for oil, exploration oil, offshore. And those resources ought, at least mentally, reservedly, be considered the dominion, the domain, the property of we the people, insofar as none own the seabed when the Minerals Management Service and, I don't know which agencies would do it, divvy up, map out the seabed in the Gulf of Mexico and along and around and all of this now what will become the exclusive economic zone, a landmass, underwater as it is, but a landmass nonetheless, 200 miles out from the sea, out from the shoreline, a landmass greater than the landmass of the North American United States and Alaska. There is a huge opportunity for making money. And if the United Nations is looking at these exclusive enterprise zones as a fundraising tool, even if it's a 50-50 thing, for the United Nations agenda, you can see where they might be raising the taxes to finance their new world order, their global system, the beast system. Anyway, so... there's a lot in all of that. Yesterday, we went through the Earth Charter and went through the actually just really the opening statements. It's much longer than where we were able to go yesterday, and we're not going to go much further on that. We won't go any further with that today. But we'll go back here and see if we can get this Pew Oceans report to open up and continue where we left off in that. This is a relatively short document. It's only 9 pages long. It's America's Living Oceans, Charting a Course for Sea Change. Sea Change. A sea change is not a great term. You know, there's a lot to it. Yet at the same time, this was put together by this Pew Council, right? And these people we need to know something about because they're not necessarily a good source of information. Leon Panetta was the chairman of this Pew Oceans Commission that put this report together. And we've walked down through it, about 5 or 6 pages into it. So I'm just going to drop down a little bit here now that I've got it open and running on my browser. And we're going to start looking at a little bit more of it. This off of page 4, it says seeds of crisis. The root of this crisis, now we're talking about all the problems with the coastline and so on and so forth. We're talking about all of the maladies in the ocean. But the root of this crisis is a failure of both perspective and governments. How you view the ocean. You know, you can stand along the shore and you can look out to sea. And you might see something you might not. You'll see a lot of water, that's for sure. But it's all about perspective. People that snorkel and dive, people that are oftentimes on the sea, have a different look or a different perspective of oceans than those people that are terrestrial, that are standing on the shore looking out. And then governance. And governance is the part that I think we need to be paying most attention to as they set up these 9 regions to govern this enterprise zone. And so when we come back from this message, we'll find out just a little bit more about that.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're back once again and diving into this Pew Oceans Trust here. Very interesting writings. It's only a 9-page document that you can find it at www.pewtrust.org. But they're going to continue where we left off virtually. Our oceans, well, let me back up. We have failed to conceive of the oceans as our largest public domain to be managed holistically for the greater public good in perpetuity. Now, this is the greatest good of the greatest number. This is right back to Jeremy Bentham and the Philosophical Radicals, all right, England. The idea that we fail to conceive of the oceans as our largest public domain. Of course, you know that there's a difference between public domain and private domain. This is under the jurisdiction of governance, under this great infrastructure that they're building, the framework. It has nothing to do with private. It has everything to do with public. It's public domain. It's like a national forest. To be managed holistically, that invokes their, you know, green agenda and their green religion, biocentrism. Rocks have more rights than people. For the greater public good in perpetuity, in other words, we're going to set it all aside for some distant and unknown generation, none yet, you know, born. Our oceans span nearly 4.5 million square miles. An area 23% larger than the nation's land area. All right? Our oceans span nearly 4.5 million square miles, an area 23% larger than the nation's land area. And of course, this was based on other information. Similarly, we have only begun to recognize how vital our oceans and coasts are to our economy as well as to the cultural heritage of our nation. So there's cultural heritage. There will be heritage areas. All right. Finally, we have come too slowly to recognize the interdependence. You can't get away from that word. This is the language of sustainable development that we're dealing with, of land and sea, and how easily activities far inland can disrupt the many benefits provided by coastal ecosystems. And in the news here the last week or so, more discussion about being taxed on rainwater. All right. Why? Well, because the rain falls on your house and then it winds up on the streets or in the storm sewers and then it finds its way to, or as they just simply say, everyone lives downstream. And the ocean, it lies downstream from everyone. And so you're taxed on all of the rainwater that falls on your property. The larger property that you have, you'd have to pay a greater tax. And so on and so forth. Finally, again, we have come too slowly to recognize the interdependence of land and sea and how easily activities far inland can disrupt the many benefits provided by coastal ecosystems. And so this goes back to the redefinition of water. All water in the United States coming under federal domain. As opposed to all waters, it's now all federal waters. So even that mud puddle in your yard, your farm pond, etc., federal. You got a new landlord. And beyond that, then we have the Clear Act and some of the others that are out there that are bringing many, many, many hundreds of thousands of new acres, millions of acres, into the federal fold. The foundation of U.S. ocean policy was laid in a very different context than exists today. All right? Times have changed. The principal laws to protect our coastal zones, endangered and marine mammals, ocean waters, and fisheries were enacted 30 years ago. Now, that goes right back to Santa Barbara oil spill, the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency, etc., on a crisis-by-crisis, sector-by-sector basis. You know, this is your Federal Emergency Management Agency, management by crisis, you know. This goes right back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. Much of what exists of an ocean governance system in this country, as if we have anything in the Constitution that speaks of or addresses ocean governance systems, can be traced to recommendations of the Stratton Commission, S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N, the nation's first review of ocean policy in 1969. All right? So now we're going right back to the point in time where the first Earth Days came into view. Driven by the need to ensure the full and wise use of the marine environment, full and wise use. And so there's a distinction between no use and wise use, and it's being drawn carefully here. Stratton focused on oceans as a frontier with vast resources, and largely recommended policies to coordinate the development of ocean resources. Reflecting the understanding and values of this earlier era, we have continued to approach our oceans with a frontier mentality. A frontier mentality. Now, what did we do with the frontiers? We conquered them, right? We opened them for exploration. We brought in the railroads. We brought in the postal routes. We brought in lots of people. And we brought in lots of cows. And we brought in lots of fences. And we put all of the indigenous people, all of the Crow and the Pawnee and the Sioux and the Chippewa and all of the various tribes, we put them all in pens, right? That's your frontier mentality. The result is a hodgepodge of ocean laws and programs that do not provide unified, it's like STRATCOM, you know, unified command, unified, clearly stated goals and measurable objectives. Authority over marine resources is fragmented geographically and institutionally. Principles of ecosystem health and integrity, sustainability and precaution, there's your precautionary principle coming in now, have been lost in the fray. Sustainability mentioned in this as well. Furthermore, the nation has substantially underinvested in understanding and managing our oceans. The information we do have in hand is often underutilized. Plagued with systemic problems, U.S. ocean governance is in disarray. Right? And so this is the argument that's being laid by the logical positivist syntacticians to open the door for which now has become the National Ocean Council. Much is going to change moving forward from this point. And none of us listening today, except the very fewest of few, have any connection whatsoever with the ocean beyond maybe a stone's throw. How far can you skip a rock? How far can you cast a lure? And or maybe a wave runner or something that runs along shorelines. But very few can even put their mind on being 200 miles out at sea from the coast or have ever been there. So in the main, most of what's going to be going down here is going to be out of sight and, of course, out of your mind and most certainly out of the news. More than 30 years after the Stratton Commission issued its recommendation, the state of our oceans and coasts is vastly altered. Although some of the problems that were considered 30 years ago remain with us today, new environmental, economic, and policy changes have emerged. I'm reading right from this report. This is page 5. These challenges exceed the capacity of today's governance framework and management regimes. What does that indicate? The creation of new governance frameworks and new management regimes. And what the usurper's administrative or executive order does is create these 9 regions, this National Ocean Council, these 9 regions, which will then be subdivided into smaller and smaller groups right down until it gets to your town, America.
Talk radio online worldwide at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so what we're rolling out here then basically is a new layer of governance, okay, one that's rather obscure to the eye, but one that's going to impact all of the people in this country. It's a new world order. It's a new ocean order. And this Pew Oceans Commission, a bipartisan independent group of American leaders, apparently here from their own words, was created to chart a new course for the nation's ocean policy. Our mission, they say, is to identify policies and practices necessary to restore and protect living marine resources in the U.S. waters and the ocean and coastal habitats on which they depend. The commission was also charged with raising public awareness of the principal threats to marine biodiversity and of the importance of ocean and coastal resources to the U.S. economy. So on one hand, they were set up as a think tank. And then on the other side, they're set up as propagandists, using the term broadly, to alert people and bring to people's attention the oceans and all of the various and sundries that their conclusions and recommendations drew out. And here's something from their conclusions and recommendations. The fundamental conclusion of the Pew Oceans Commission is that this nation needs to ensure healthy, productive and resilient marine ecosystems for present and future generations. In the long term, economic sustainability depends on ecological sustainability. And then it's going to continue. But we can simply say this about that, in that the United Nations Agenda 21, Chapter 17, which is titled Protection of the Oceans, All Kinds of Seas, Including Enclosed and Semi-Enclosed Seas and Coastal Areas, and Their Protection, Rational Use, and Development of Their Living Resources, makes a lie, if you will, of this Pew Research Commission, as though they were coming up with some information that was A, pertinent to the United States, B, novel, C, new, and or D, you know, earth-shaking. What they're advancing is a global meme, a United Nations agenda, Agenda 21. And so I've read a little bit from this before. It's a lengthy chapter, and I'll just pick up a bit more as regards to this idea of taxing you for your rainwater runoff. And it is along this line. It says, as concerns physical destruction of coastal and marine areas causing degradation of the marine environment, priority actions should could include control and prevention of coastal erosion and siltation due to anthropogenic factors. That's like anthropogenic climate change, man-made factors. That's what that lengthy word means. They don't use the easy way. They use the scientific way for a very unscientific bunch of people. But it's related to, inter alia again, thrown in like salt and pepper, law of France, inter alia, actually Latin, law Latin, land use and construction techniques and practices. Land use and construction techniques and practices. That's that street out there in your subdivision. That's your stormwater retention detention facilities. That's the gutters and downspouts that come off of your house, etc. Watershed management practices. Watershed. Have you ever stopped to consider, and I know my listeners have, but have you ever stopped to consider how vast is the Mississippi River watershed? A watershed is from the highest point to the lowest point to the highest point. The lowest point is where the river runs through it. Everything in between is in the watershed. And so when we talk about watershed management practices should be promoted so as to prevent, control, and reduce degradation of the marine environment, and you take something like the Mississippi River and all of its tributaries, which is basically the Louisiana Purchase, and think about it from the standpoint of watershed management promoted so as to prevent, control, and reduce degradation of the marine environment. You've all heard about the dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico that are resultant annually of this, the effluent that comes out of the Mississippi River and all of its watershed, far greater in size than anything that Macondo, gently weeping, could ever have produced. But you start to get the idea of how vast this control network and biocentrism actually is. The prevention, the reduction, and the control of degradation of the marine environment from sea-based activities follows. But if we're going to control and prevent coastal erosion and siltation due to anthropogenic factors, that means that we're going to have to control and prevent man from having any deleterious activity inside the Mississippi River watershed or any of the other various and sundry watersheds on our continent. Prevention, reduction, and control of the degradation of marine environment from sea-based activities. This is the next section here. States acting individually, bilaterally, and regionally, or multilaterally, and within the framework of IMO and other relevant international organizations, whether sub-regional, regional, or global as appropriate, should assess the need for additional measures to address degradation of the marine environment. And, of course, the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning System, vision by this National Ocean Council, includes the Great Lakes, the greatest inland seas on the planet. And so now we have a multinational arrangement because the Great Lakes are shared between Canada and the United States of America, or the United Kingdom Part A and the United Kingdom Part B as far as colonies on North America are concerned. From shipping, by supporting wider ratifications and implementations of relevant shipping conventions and protocols. Again, it's the Convention on the Laws of the Sea. Facilitating the processes in A or 1, providing support to individual states upon request to help them overcome the obstacles identified by them. 3, cooperating in monitoring marine pollution from ships, especially from illegal discharges. And then they say here, e.g. aerial surveillance, and enforcing the MARPOL discharge provisions more rigorously. And so, of course, the transocean is considered as the deepwater horizon is considered a spill by these people because it falls under this MARPOL discharge provisions. And then they talk about aerial surveillance. Of course, that's all of your eye and the spy. This is this revolution that I speak of every morning that's in the air, the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. Assessing the state of pollution caused by ships in particularly sensitive areas identified by the IMO. Particularly sensitive areas. Shipping lines and shipping lanes that will be closed to shipping traffic. Continuing, taking action to ensure respect of areas designated by coastal states. And here, of course, we are one state in the United Nations states. So you can think about the coastal state that we are. Taking action to ensure respect of areas designated by coastal states within their exclusive economic zone. Here's your EEZ. This is a 200-mile zone consistent with international law. Now, again, we've talked about international law. And from our studies in paralegal research, we found where we could begin to go to find out about the treaties, the ones that are extant and the ones that are pending and the ones that have been repealed, and what we need to know about them from the standpoint of a paralegal doing research in order to protect and preserve rare or fragile ecosystems such as coral reefs and mangroves. Of course, Florida and elsewhere in the Gulf, lots of mangrove swamps. I stayed in a mangrove swamp on Big Pine Key for a little over a month many, many years ago. Very interesting place to hang out. Considering the adoption of appropriate rules on ballast water discharge to prevent the spread of non-indigenous organisms. And, of course, they've been floating prior to the Macondo spill. They were floating these stories about these giant catfish or carp in the Mississippi River. And they were going to have to close down the locks between the Great Lakes in the Mississippi so that these fish, non-indigenous fish, didn't invade the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. See how broad sweeping this is. Considering the adoption of appropriate rules on ballast water discharge to prevent the spread of non-indigenous organisms. Again, this could be barnacles and all manner of things, little fish, various organisms. Promoting navigational safety by adequate charting of the coast and ship routing as appropriate. One of the big arguments in the idea of the EEZ from the standpoint of the public meetings was where boats could go, should go, ought go, or not go. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And of course, you know, we're running out of time as we always do here in the second hour of today's broadcast. I haven't been checking the call board very frequently through the broadcast, and I apologize if I've missed your incoming calls, but I think this information is very, very important for us to understand the severity, the magnitude of what has been brought forward quietly in this executive order and how huge the impact can and will be as we move forward. And so I have only but scratched this Chapter 17 out of the United Nations Agenda 21. I recommend that you get a copy for your own library of this book, this Orange Beast, and then sit down and read it. And it's just covered up. It's steeped in voodoo. It'll take you a long time to be able to actually sit down and read the blessed thing. It'll take several readings for you to be able to start to understand or comprehend it. My recommendation is that you speed read the whole thing. And then you come back and then you just read the chapters. It's exceedingly repetitive, intentionally so. And like I said, it's so steeped in voodoo that you'll find yourself frequently putting it down and walking away from it, not coming back, maybe for a week or 10 days. But just persevere and keep after it and read those 40 chapters. And after you've done that, you're going to understand a little bit more what drives me to the radio microphone every morning. All right, this is big stuff. This is big stuff. This is stuff that you can't fight with a placard. This is stuff that you can't fight with a bullhorn. And why would you? You've got to have a seat at the table in order to deflect like a judo professional, like a martial artist, to deflect this stuff. That's why we talk about blocking the globalist agenda as it transitions from global to local. It's dependent upon public buy-in and voluntary compliance. And unfortunately, because of the salesmanship that the change agents have, and all of the tools and all of the stuff that academia from kindergarten, Montessori school up have instilled in young minds, that you've got a new belief system. You've become influenced by this biocentrism, this idea that the planet Earth, you know, and this Earth religion has any validity, all right? And when you go that way, And remember what we've said about the Declaration of Independence, you know, that all men are created equal. Created is the operative word there, all right, not equal. Created. That's the fundamental basic principle. you walk away from that and start getting along with the evolutionists, the Darwinists, and you've lost it all. Why? Because all men are created equal, and they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable, unalienable, you can't take them away, you can't sever them away, rights. But if you shift and make the transition to inalienable, you've made the same kind of a mistake as one would have the difference between an unflammable liquid and an inflammable liquid. An unflammable liquid simply will not burn. It will not ignite. An inflammable liquid burns freely. Inalienable rights are those rights that are given to you by the state, which can be separated from you, severed from you by the state by operation of law. Unalienable rights are written on your heart by the very finger of God. They make up the laws of nature and nature's God. And if you're confused about any of that, go back and listen to Michael Herzog's programs over the weekend. It was aired first on his regular broadcast on Saturday, and then as a replay on Sunday, either one, you can pick up the replay and listen to it and find out a little bit from his guest about what is deism and what is important about deism. All right, continuing. Now, I'm back into this the last few minutes. I'm going to give you just a little bit more out of legal research and writing for paralegals, Deborah Bouchot. This is published by Little Brown and Company. Chapter 12, Overview of the Research Process. This is what we do. This is my life. Perhaps it's your life, all right? The research process. We call ourselves independent researchers and patriots, right? Well, independent researchers. Here's a chapter overview. Actually, there's three parts that she's going to talk about. We won't get to them today. How to begin a research process, working with the various authorities, and see how to stop. And this is her overview, and I think it's very telling. I found this to be a good chapter in this otherwise technical book. How to begin. Chapter overview. Among the most difficult tasks in performing legal research are beginning and ending the project. Isn't that the truth? When you've gone in, your browser just loads up. You've got all these bookmarks, you know. You have to create files and folders and subfolders and subfiles, and you just got more and more and more. You know, it's like right out of the Bible. Solomon, ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Among the most difficult tasks in performing legal research are beginning and ending the project. It is easy to become so overwhelmed at the task ahead of you that you become paralyzed. Perhaps some of you remember the comment that I've made on various times on the broadcast. It's the paralysis of analysis. The paralysis of analysis. The computer can be a great thing. The internet can be a great thing. But unfortunately, for many, we have developed the paralysis of analysis, and we spend all of our time adding, or I can say ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth, but ever learning, and we never act on any of the things that we have learned. So it's easy to become so overwhelmed at the task ahead of you that you become paralyzed. And unfortunately, when we try and bring this information to others, we often try and transfer our paralysis then to them by overwhelming them with all of the information that you've researched at such a pace it's like turning a fire hose on a crowd of Negroes following Martin Luther King. All right? Part of the difficulty lies with the tremendous mass of legal publications, millions of cases, volumes of codes, and so many secondary authorities, including encyclopedias, periodicals, treatises, attorney general opinions, loose leaf services, and other sources, that a researcher does not know where to turn first. Where do you begin? And then, of course, where do you end? Similarly, once you have begun delving into these authorities, you cannot tell when to stop. It seems that there is always one more case to read and one more source to check. This chapter will offer some practical guidelines on beginning your research task and knowing when to end it. Now, this is valuable information written back in 1994 from the standpoint of the paralegal. You know, they're on the clock. They don't have endless amount of time that they can charge a client. They have to be able to quickly find the information that they need to prepare a pleading or a brief or a report for their supervisor or for their attorney. For the client, on the clock, getting paid for every hour they're doing it, and paid a lot. And so it behooves the paralegal to become adroit at developing the skills of knowing where to begin and when to stop. And certainly, as you and I, day by day, come together in our little internet homeschool classroom, we're plagued with and faced with the same problem. Look at the amount of work that we went into the discussions carried on by all of the hosts here on Oracle, but principally by Mike Chambers, in everything that there is to know about what went down in the Gulf of Mexico. It's all-consuming, and it can be all-consuming. And so yet we have to know when to start, and where to start, and when to stop. So she begins, how to begin? There are a few inflexible rules in legal research. Now, we're using legal research as a model, but I'm asking you to extend it to all of your research. There are few inflexible rules in research. It is not nearly so precise as mathematics, which provides step-by-step logical guidelines to enable you to systematically reach a solution to a problem. In legal research, or we can say historical research, political research, whatever, medical research, big pharma research, military-industrial research, in legal research, you are asked to provide an answer to a legal question. You're not just researching for the privilege and pleasure of researching. You're trying to come to an answer for a question. To reach that answer, there are a number of strategies available to you. While the sheer number of authorities available to consult offer great flexibility, they can also produce great uncertainty. Where do I begin? How do I begin? These are often the questions that so intimidate legal researchers that they are unable to begin the task itself. And these may be the very same questions that your friends and acquaintances and family have to ask themselves after you flood them with material or hand them a bunch of DVDs to watch. They ask the questions, where do I begin? How do I begin? Verifying with the information that has been told me is true or false. Is this person a wingnut or not? We'll continue this again tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I've enjoyed being here, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.